Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion, Year 3. The readings for the Liturgy of the Psalms, Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, verses 19 to 29, Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 40, and the readings for the Liturgy of the Word, Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9a, Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to chapter 23, verse 56. That is the Passion of our Lord. Let us pray. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace. His Spirit is with us. Therefore, we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Lord, we have come because You have called us. We have come because You have made everything ready for us. We have come because, by Your grace, You will make us whole. We have come because You are worthy. We have come because You first came to us. Amen. Hosanna, save us now. Lord, on this Palm Sunday, we join with the disciples who followed Christ into Jerusalem, and we walk with Your pilgrims who led the way. You came as the Prince of Peace, but we still want You to be our King. You came to suffer and die, but we would still prefer You to punish our enemies. You came for Your coronation, but we still want You to choose. We still want to choose the kind of Savior You will be. Ride on, ride on, not only into Jerusalem, but into our hearts and lives. May the worship we offer today bring You glory, and may the praises we bring echo through the rest of our lives. Change all our relationships and ring through eternity. Let us praise the King of Glory. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 651, It is a Thing Most Wonderful.
Oh,
We pray the collect for Palm Sunday, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in your tender love for all our human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take our flesh and suffer death upon a cruel cross. May we follow the example of his great humility and share in the glory of his resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Making Choices. Making Choices. Every day, as we journey through life, we are called to make choices. Have you ever wondered on what basis or what influences us to make the choices we do? As we begin our journey through Holy Week, as we journey along the road of the Passion of Jesus, we see individuals and groups making choices, and we can learn from them on what basis these choices are made. For example, Simon Peter, the leader of the 12, who had been with Jesus from the beginning, would deny him not once, not twice, but three times. Luke records, then a servant girl seeing him, Peter, in the firelight, stared at him and said, this man also was with him. But he denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. Luke 22, verses 56 and 57. Why would Simon Peter choose to say that he did not know Jesus? His choice was out of fear. He feared of being arrested as an accomplice of Jesus. He feared of being put to death for blasphemy, as Jesus was going to be. Some would call it self-preservation, but it was fear. How do we overcome fear to enable us to make the right choices in life? John, in his first letter, reminds us that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. 1 John 4, verse 18. Simon Peter, who would deny Christ because he had not yet reached perfection in love. That is probably why Jesus, before he departed from his disciples at the end of his ministry, would ask Simon Peter, not once, not twice, but three times, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? John 21, verse 15. In order to make the right choices in the future, Simon Peter had to love Jesus more than anyone else. He could now make the right decisions without fear. Why would the chief priests, the Pharisees and scribes come together to put an innocent man to death. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." Luke 23, verse 2. The basis of their accusation was lies. Was Jesus perverting the nation? Was Jesus' behavior deviating from what is acceptable? And if so, acceptable to whom? Jesus taught, Jesus preached, Jesus healed. Yes, it was a new teaching, but is that perversion of the nation? Jesus never said not to pay taxes. When asked, he said, "Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Pilate identified their real motive for accusing Jesus. When he asked Jesus' accusers, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. Matthew 27, verses 17 and 18. They were jealous of Jesus. They had a painful desire to possess his attributes. They were teachers, rabbis, who sat in their schools and pupils came to them for knowledge. However, they only had a few followers. Jesus was walking about teaching, and large crowds followed him. He performed miracles. He was healing the sick and driving out demons. They were not able to do that. He was drawing the crowds. They could only influence a few. In a short time, he was more popular than they were. And, of course, he rode in triumph into Jerusalem. That probably was the last straw. Because the people were laying palm branches in his path and waving them with shouts of, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Luke 19, verse 38. The accusers of Jesus were jealous of his success, his popularity, all due to his ability to teach, preach, and heal. They had lost their place of power over the people, and so they would desire to get rid of this blasphemer. We must therefore guard against envy and jealousy. Paul lists envy and jealousy as works of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, Paul warns that disciples of Christ should live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. Galatians 5, 16 and 17a. If we are able to make the right choices, removing envy and jealousy, we have to be guided by the Spirit in our deliberations. The Spirit will enable us to make decisions based on truth and love. The Spirit will give us the self-discipline to analyze the situation in the context of our faith and make the right decisions. Why would the crowd choose Barabbas and cry of Jesus, crucify him, crucify him. The choice was between Barabbas, who was, as Luke describes, in prison for insurrection and murder, and Jesus, the teacher, preacher, and healer. The crowd allowed themselves to be led astray by unscrupulous religious leaders who incited them as a mob and controlled them with their presence and power. Beware of following the crowd. A few people inciting a large group to do their will. When we follow the crowd, we give up our ability to make informed choices and we choose Barabbas before Jesus. We should never give up our right to think for ourselves. We should never give up our ability to make our own assessment of the situation and choose for ourselves. If we do not do this, we will be slaves to others, and the only master really that we should serve is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Our Heavenly Father understands that daily we are called to make choices. We have to choose between doing good and doing evil, between living by the flesh and living by the Spirit, between being of the world and being disciples of Christ. God, in mercy and love, has given us the Holy Spirit to banish all fear, to give us self-control, patience, faithfulness, and a knowledge of ourselves, to enable us to make the right choices, to choose always good over evil, light over darkness, and God over the world. Pray that we will have the wisdom and understanding to allow the Holy Spirit to direct our lives, to enable us to live by the Spirit, as Paul invites us, and therefore be able to make the right choices based on the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Paul concludes, there is no law against such things. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Pray that in future we will make the right choices. Let us pray. I will give thanks to the Lord, for you answer our prayer. With shouts of joy and jubilation, the crowd announced your triumphant entry to the city. Fill your church with these praises. Keep us steadfast in times of trouble and peace. I will give thanks to the Lord, for you answered our prayer. With shouts of anger and hatred, the crowd called for your death. Strengthen the hand of all who would not lead to abuse their power. Preserve us from injustice. I will give thanks to the Lord, for you answer our prayer. With shouts of horror and defiance, your disciples swore allegiance and loyalty. Give courage to all whose fidelity is tested against popularity. Save us from betrayal and deceit. I will give thanks to the Lord, for you answer our prayer. With shouts of anguish and terror, frightened friends looked on, powerless and impotent. Be with all who stare into the darkness of anxiety. Shine the light of your hope to illumine the shadows of despair. I will give thanks to the Lord, for you answer our prayer. With shouts of grief and desolation, your mother and closest companions receive your lifeless body. Be alongside all who weep by the body of one they love. Bring us to the joy that comes with the first light of the new day. I will give thanks to the Lord, for you answered our prayer. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, And Can It Be? CPWI 496. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And we pray that, God, you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we pray you graciously to behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This day, this week, and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a very spirit-filled holy week. Strive to experience some silence so that we can be in touch with ourselves and with God. And remember, the coronavirus is still with us. So even as you worship daily, don't forget to wear your mask. Make sure it covers your nose and mouth. Wash your hands with soap at least 20 seconds and watch your distance. We pray that it will be truly a holy week. And we leave you with an instrumental of that hymn, CPWI 493, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.